Welcome to the Performance Project and Habits for High Performance. Once again, this is Jen Verheeren of Cadence Coaching. The definition of the word habit is a regular practice that is hard to give up or an addiction. Ugh, I hate that definition. It suggests that we don't have much agency in forming habits or changing them. And you know that I am not on board with that. So go ahead and pick a couple of good habits you want to develop that will help you achieve your goal. These can be lifestyle habits, mental skills habits, health and fitness habits, whatever. Decide what they are and start doing them. Okay, check. I will see you next session. Not. If it was that easy to establish good habits, we'd all be our ideal weight, ride 6 days a week, run marathons every weekend, and have already written the great American novel. But as you know, it's not that easy, so it warrants a little bit more attention. First off, maintaining good habits is not just about having more self-discipline or stronger willpower. You are not lazy or undisciplined. You are human. I feel that it's useful to understand why, as humans, we tend to procrastinate and put things off. Bad habits are easy to maintain. They give us immediate gratification, but are usually detrimental in the long run. Good habits are harder to maintain, because there's usually a higher cost in the moment, but a payoff in the long run. Your lizard brain will always seek pleasure and avoid pain. If we all let that primordial part of our brains make decisions, we would likely still be living in caves. Instead, we have a prefrontal cortex. This is the part of the brain that is in charge of planning and cognition. It's basically in charge of all the on-purpose stuff. The prefrontal cortex is the part of your brain that allows you to override your lizard brain and make decisions that are in your own long-term best interest. All this means is that it takes a high level of commitment to develop a good habit. One of my mottos is action precedes inspiration. It's common for us as humans to think that we need to wait and feel inspired to get some important task done. We have the misguided notion that we need to feel really motivated in order to get into action. I am telling you right now, though, that this is not the case. It is action that fuels inspiration. And the resistance you feel to keeping a good habit going is a normal part of the human condition. Before I ask you to commit to a habit, I'd like to talk a bit about resistance and procrastination, with the idea that this won't be just another time you set out to do that thing and then don't do it. So, why do we all experience procrastination and resistance? Action, by its very nature, is creative. No matter what you're doing, you are bringing something new into existence. Do you ever wonder why there are things that you know you want to do, things you know would help move you towards your goals, and yet you just cannot seem to get them done? A few years ago, I read this awesome little book called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. Pressfield writes about his belief that we all have two lives. The life we live, and the unlived life within us. It's his contention that what stands between those two lives is resistance with a capital R. He writes, "Have you ever brought home a treadmill and let it gather dust in the attic? Ever quit a diet, a course of yoga, a meditation practice? Have you ever wanted to be a mother, a doctor, an advocate for the weak, to run for office, crusade for the planet, campaign for world peace, or to preserve the environment? Late at night, have you experienced a vision of the person you might become, the work you could accomplish, the realized being you were meant to be? Are you a writer who doesn't write, a painter who doesn't paint, an entrepreneur who never starts a venture? Then you know what resistance is. As powerful as is our soul's call to realization, so potent are the forces of resistance arrayed against it." He goes on to say that any act that rejects immediate gratification in favor of long-term growth, health, or integrity can elicit resistance with a capital R. Things like pursuing a creative calling, launching a project, staying on an exercise program, and overcoming a bad habit or addiction, these all invite resistance. At times, it can seem that resistance comes from outside ourselves. We find it in our spouses, jobs, kids, and our schedules, even in our horses. The truth is, though, that it comes from within. I'd like you to consider that, like your inner critic, resistance is not you. Resistance, which can be interchangeable with your inner critic voice, will tell you almost anything to keep you from taking action, and it will reason with you like a lawyer. Though it is in you, it is not unique to you. Resistance is in all of us, and we can all get past it. If we couldn't, there would be no War and Peace, no Romeo and Juliet, and there would be no Eiffel Tower. Resistance is fear. Pressfield writes, "We fear discovering that we are more than we think we are, more than our parents, children, and teachers think we are. We fear that we actually possess the talent that our still small voice tells us, that we actually have the guts, the perseverance, the capacity. We fear that we truly can steer our ship, plant our flag, reach our promised land. We fear this because if it's true, then we become estranged from all we know." So it's only by going professional that we can win our private battles with resistance. In the Performance Project, I'm asking you to show up, follow through, and take action no matter what. If you stay committed for the long haul, you will beat resistance at its own game. Going pro is not about doing something for money. Going pro is about the attitude it produces. It's about, as Pressfield says, the hardcore, hard head, hard hat state of mind that shows up for work despite rain or snow or dark of night and slugs it out day after day. I'm asking you to go pro. Consider that your goal is important to the evolution of your soul. Show up, hard hat in hand, every day. Tolstoy had 13 kids and he still wrote War and Peace. You can let resistance continue to keep you stalled out, or you can liberate yourself from it by acting first and expecting inspiration later. If you feel like you're already constantly in action but still not where you'd like to be, know that resistance can keep you very busy circling around your real work. Take advantage of the Performance Project to get to the heart of what matters to you most so that you can identify the busy work resistance assigns you and you can get rid of it. Here are the concrete things I'd like you to think about doing when it comes to your habits. Number one, identify the trigger for not keeping your good habit, your high performance habit. Pinpoint whatever it is that usually sidetracks you or keeps you from doing it. For many of us, it's getting on Facebook for just a second or taking a quick look at your email, catching up on the news for a minute, sitting down to take a short break, or staying cozy in bed for one more snooze cycle. All these quick little things can end up eating away literally hours out of your day. They are examples of what I call leaky holes. You remember those. You can feel really busy all the time but not get much done because time is leaking out all over the place. Once you identify the trigger for not doing your habit, decide what you can do to change it. You want to intercept this pattern before willpower is required to shift gears. This may mean changing your routine, putting your phone in another room with the alarm set, using an online app to block your social media access, whatever. I've learned that there's always something you can do to eliminate the trigger and find one that gets you into your good habit. Brainstorm. Number two, acknowledge the emotion that might be stopping you. Okay, so number one was identify the trigger for not keeping your habit. And number two is acknowledge the emotion that might be stopping you. Sometimes there's subtle discomfort or fear or sadness or whatever that creeps in and keeps you from doing what you want to do. Honestly, most of the time, all it takes is noticing it and naming it, and you'll be able to get past it. Next time you feel resistance, show up, ask yourself what emotion you're feeling. It doesn't matter what it's about. Why is much less important than what? Okay, number three, put structures or accountability in place that make it easy for you to keep the agreements with yourself. Instead of always thinking you need to pound that screw harder with your hammer, strategize. Think about what you can do to set yourself up for success and make your habit as easy as possible to do. Maybe you enlist a friend or family member to support you. Maybe you take your clothes along with you so you can go straight to the barn. Maybe you prioritize yourself in your own schedule. Whatever you can do to make keeping your commitment to yourself even a little bit easier, it will go a long way toward winning your battle against resistance. There is truly magic in making a new start. I'm going to leave you this session with a quote. W.H. Murray was a Scottish mountaineer who spent 3 years as a prisoner of war. While he was imprisoned, he wrote a book called Mountaineering in Scotland. The first draft of the book was written on the only paper that he had, toilet paper. The manuscript was found and destroyed by his captors. Murray's response to this loss was to start again, even though his physical condition was so poor that he believed he would never climb again. The book was finally published in 1947. He wrote, "Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now." Okay, this is it. Remember what Aristotle said, that we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an act, but a habit. Have fun with this.